KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Cooperative Governance MEC Tula Sizwe Buthelezi has urged KZN municipalities to tighten measures to combat the theft and vandalism of public infrastructure. He was reacting to the 15-year jail sentence handed to Fezile Bo Zama, who for theft at the Ezingoleni water pump station in Ugu. Two water pumps and copper cables were stolen, severely disrupting water supply to local communities. Officials say Zama was convicted after police and the district municipality security team ensured a watertight case. COGTA spokesperson Senzelwe Mzila says they hope the sentencing will send a strong message.
Every year, hundreds of millions of rands worth of infrastructure is stolen in KZN municipalities, plunging communities into darkness and causing essential services such as water, sanitation and electricity to fail. The MEC has commended the diligent efforts of law enforcement agencies, including the Ugu District Municipality's security team and the Ezimoleni SAPS, for their role in capturing and ensuring a successful prosecution of the suspect.
The families of South African engineers Frik Potgieter and Peter Haxum are pleading with the government of Equatorial Guinea to release them in time for Christmas. Potgieter and Haxum have been imprisoned in the Central African country for nearly 2 years on drug charges which their family say were trumped up. The two men had been working at an oil rig there for over a decade when they were arrested early last year. The United Nations has called their detention arbitrary and unlawful. Their families are urging compassion, saying their release could bring hope and healing this festive season. Spokesperson Sean Murphy hopes this Christmas will mark their reunion after nearly 2 years apart.
Over the past 670 days in unlawful detention, their physical and mental health has deteriorated significantly, with both men suffering from chronic conditions, severe weight loss, and profound mental anguish. While the South African and UK governments have been working on their case, progress has been limited. As their families, we are begging for compassion and mercy during this Christmas season.
EFF members who aspire to be part of the party's highest decision-making body will need to have a post-matric qualification. Beyond academics, the central command team members must display leadership skills, provide political training, and fundraise ethically, according to the party. The EFF says this will ensure strategic, capable leaders guide the party and South Africa. The policy change will be discussed at its National People's Assembly starting tomorrow. Six migrants have been found dead on board several boats off the Canary Islands. The discovery was made when Spanish rescue services intercepted four boats near El Hierro. It's the smallest island in the archipelago off the northwest coast of Africa. And international lawyers are threatening legal action against FIFA, with Saudi Arabia set to be named as the host of the 2034 World Cup. The uncontested bid has drawn criticism due to allegations over the country's alleged human rights record. The group of lawyers have submitted a report to the World Football Governing Body asking for its human rights policy to be enforced. The top story, Cooperative Governance MEC Tula Sizwe Buthelezi has urged KZN municipalities to tighten measures to combat the theft and vandalism of public infrastructure. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.